accomplish your objective. That's the root of persuasive leadership, realizing that most situations simply call for a smarter, more analytical approach as opposed to bluster and bravado. This isn't a book about techniques to magically make someone follow you to the ends of the earth. It's a book about human engineering and how to lead and persuade effectively. When you know how someone thinks and what drives them, you can create a path that appeals to them. I later found out that my teacher made the whole challenge up, but I couldn't help but commend her genius on how to keep a group of kids docile and generally easy to manage. A leader is simply someone who can show others their way, and there are many paths to it. Chapter 1. Persuasive Leadership and the Butterfly Effect. Not all of us are born to be world-changing leaders, but realizing that isn't the worst thing in the world. Most of us don't aspire to be Winston Churchill, nor do we need to. That doesn't mean we can't pick up skills along the way that will get us where we want to be and produce the results that we deserve. Every single charismatic leader that you feel compelled to follow, they were created in the sense that they've been highly trained on how to lead and persuade others to follow. Ineffective leaders, those who are simply in a position of power,